Let's ride.
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. We now turn it back over to Jamie Blacker and Don Stock. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to have everybody back. And on the line, we have head coach of the Carroll Cougars. They win last night 59-54, going 17-4. Adam Tussinger, along with senior basketball star and all-time leading scorer on the boys' side, Owen Duff. Guys, thanks for joining with us, coming with us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Well, big ball game last night, Coach, and kind of got off to a slow start, but the lights all came on, and we kept the scoreboard up and pulled out a good ball game.
Yeah, the start obviously wasn't what we wanted. We wanted to challenge Taylor a little bit to shoot from outside. We know they were very athletic, very capable of getting to the rim. And then when they did miss shots, they've shown the tendency to get quite a bit offensive rebounds and second chance points. So we even threw a 2-3 zone at them a little bit. But I think we switched in back into our man there in the second quarter. We were more active, still forced them to shoot outside. We were getting a lot of turnovers. We were getting active hands, deflections, things like that. It turned the basketball game around.
Well, the defense cranked up in the third quarter. They only scored, I believe, 3 points in the third quarter. And that's when the route started to go, but Taylor fought their way back towards the end of the ball game, tying it and kind of made things a little tough. But talk a little bit about the difference of coming out the second half on senior night and playing such a lockdown third quarter.
Well, second quarter was the one that they scored 3 points in.
So I tell you how much I pay attention, huh?
But coming out at halftime, we were up, what, 5 at that point in time. And we kind of talked in the locker room about trying to have a good start, unlike we did in the first quarter. And then Taylor didn't go away all night. We were up 5 coming out at the half. They took the lead back and forth a little bit. There was a point in time there. I think it was towards the end of the third quarter, maybe beginning of the fourth. We were up by, I think, 8. And then they went on to like an 8-0 run and ended up tying it again. So, I give credit to our guys for battling back and answering their runs, but obviously they didn't go away. They're a good basketball team. And again, it just goes to our guys to finish and pull out a win here for the seniors in their final home game.
I want you to talk a little bit about those guys. A lot of them, Austin Coons, Owen Duff, who's with us, Jake Skinner, and Noah Falkenberg. I know that I received a text message last night from Coach Bender before the ball game. He said, man, just make sure you mention to those guys how important they were when he was there, and he never coached such a solid group of kids that were just great kids. And so, Coach, talk about your seniors.
I'm going to echo a lot of what Cody said. We told him before the game that what these guys have done the last now 4 years is just given really the Carroll community a team that they can be proud of. You know, they play together really well on the offensive end. They don't necessarily care who's the guy with the most points in the scorebook at the end of the game. Defensively, they take pride in trying to stop the other team from scoring, making it difficult every single possession. And it's just been incredible to be a part of that journey and watch these four guys these last 4 years and everything that they've accomplished. And I mean, it's not just them, but we've talked a lot about them helping to change the culture of Carroll basketball, because they're for the last few years before, a couple of the greats before these guys, and these guys got in there. We were having some pretty down years. So hopefully they've done a good job of setting the standards for our future generations, but future years of, how we really want to play the game of basketball here at Carroll.
We've got Western coming up Tuesday night. We're going to be following you over there. They're a really good ball team. A tough ball game coming down the home stretch, but those are the things that make you better going into the tournament, right?
Correct. I mean, they've got a Mitchell Dean inside. I think he's 6'8". They've got some shooters outside that pair really well with them, and they're an excellent defensive team. They always have been under Coach Lewis. So we know it's going to be another battle, but kind of like we talked about with the Taylor game, when we picked up Lafayette Jeff, just trying to make sure that we're as ready and prepared as we can be here in about a week and a half when sectionals roll around. And challenges like this going on the road to Western on Tuesday and then Eastern on Friday with the chance to wrap up a conference championship on the road. They're going to be two big tests for us. And so, again, it's just going to help us, we think, in the long run.
We've been speaking with Adam Tessinger, the head coach of the Carroll Cougars, and I think we have Owen Duff in the room. Is that right?
That is correct.
Hey, Owen, can you talk a little bit about that Eastern ball game coming up and playing for a conference title and what you guys and your buddies on the team are looking forward with that?
We're excited for it. Obviously, that's where we want to be. We put ourselves in that position to make it a game that means something with the win last night. But we can't obviously have a letdown. We went over there 2 years ago and had a letdown, had to share the conference. So we're going to try to not do that and go out there and play like we did last night in the final three quarters.
Austin, congratulations on a tremendous high school career, lead scorer, all-time leading scorer on the boys' side, and assists. I mean, I'm sure you realize how difficult it is to be both a leading scorer and all-time assists. An outstanding job for you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I got one question. Hey, Owen, does the coach count the assist if you throw it off another player and then get it and lay it in underneath the basket? Does it work that way?
I'm not sure exactly what the rule is there.
That's just pretty smart basketball. I saw that a couple of times, and I was just curious if he was counting those as assists.
I don't know.
Owen, I'm going down. I'm looking at your stats right now, and you're a pretty amazing athlete. And I look at the total number of steals, not counting last night, was 53. You've taken 50 free throw shots, so you've stolen the ball as much as you've shot free throws. And talk about playing along with your senior players, Coons, Skinner, and Falkenberg, and the long term run that you've had with them.
It's such a privilege to be able to play with four guys who you grew up playing and competing with in elementary. So from third grade on, we've been playing together. And it's just super fun to now be able to take the stage and take the floor with four of your classmates that you've been together with. And you hang out outside of basketball. And it's just a privilege, and we enjoy the opportunity to play with each other.
Last night in senior night, during the honoring of all you athletes, all your players or teammates, they announced that you're heading to either Rolls-Hulman or Purdue in engineering process. Are you looking to maybe play basketball when you get there, or are you just heading to get your education?
Rolls-Hulman, I talked with their coach. Their coach has offered me a spot on the team. I really like the guy. They play a great style of basketball over there. So I would definitely look into, if I'm going to Rose, definitely playing on the basketball team, but probably not if I head to Purdue.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I know that you may feel like you can't compete in that high of a level, but to watch you play and be the leader and make things start to roll in the right direction, I don't think there's anybody around that does it any better.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Coach Tessinger, tomorrow the draw comes out. You guys are in sectional 38 playing at Delphi right down the road. Can you talk a little bit about what your guys' preparation has been for so far on looking towards that and how you guys are preparing to make another tournament run?
I mean, truthfully, at this point in time, we haven't prepared at all for sectionals. We've been focused on our conference games here. That's kind of we've called it our first phase, first thing that we want to take care of. And so, again, that started yesterday, and then it'll continue on Friday. But as far as our sectional goes, I mean, full of solid basketball teams. There's not anybody that you're going to be able to go into any of those potential matchups and just blow out of the water. Nobody's going to roll over. It's going to be a good test for us. It's going to be a good test for everybody. I think you're going to have a lot of high quality basketball games, regardless of what matchups we talk about.
One more thing, Owen. I'm still looking at your stats and the fact that you shoot 55% from the 2-point area, almost 40% from the 3-point area. You're a 72% free throw shooter, and you've had 105 assists going into last night's ball game. I mean, how do you? I guess what I want to say: how do you prepare? How do you prepare for a ball game, knowing that the team kind of folds around you a little bit?
I don't know if there's any specific preparation that goes into it. Once you're out there, you basically just take what the defense gives. If they're not letting you pass the ball, you take it to the hole. But if they all crash, kick it out and make the smart pass. I've been blessed to have great scorers on the outside that are really intelligent players, and we just mesh really well together, and we understand each other, and that makes it super easy and super fun to go out there.
So, last question, Owen, and that is, man, I don't even know if it's a question. Your unselfishness and the style of play that you have is, like, off the charts. I truly enjoy, and both Carl and I do, coming up to watch the guys play. We love watching the girls play. You are truly a really solid team. They all play well together. We wish you the best of luck coming down the home stretch when you play Western and Eastern. Hope you get a good draw in the tournament, and we'll be covering you. We'll be going there also to Delphi for the sectional with you and Prairie being over there, and that's going to be a great tournament over there.
Hey, we thank you. Thank you for covering us each game.
Yeah, well, it's our pleasure. Trust me. All right, Jamie, you got anything?
Nope. Good luck, Carol. It'll be exciting to see you guys down the stretch. Looks like you got a great chance to win another conference championship with a good win over at Eastern, and then looking forward to a great sectional 38 with you guys.
Hey, thank you. And like Owen said, thank you for all the coverage you guys provide us. It's been awesome.
Well, it's well-deserved, well-deserved. All right, thanks a lot for calling in. I know you guys got a busy schedule. Appreciate it.